Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you're living your cognitive rampage. Just want to give you a quick little mental dose, really. A lot of people, if you ask them, aren't sure what they want. They may know what they don't want, what they don't want to be involved with, what they don't want to do. But a lot of us, including me sometimes, or maybe even you, don't know what you want. So I'm going to tell you to write down a direct list of what you want. Like a kid writing down a Christmas list. That's what I want you to do. Write down a list of what you want, okay? Now, as you write down what you want, I want you to feel like a kid. I want you to write it down like, I want this and I want that. Write it down like that. And what I don't want you to picture is the work on how to get there. Whatever the work it takes to get that, I don't want you to imagine that. I just want you to visualize what it is having what it is you want. And think about what you really want. We may know what we want in a relationship. We may know these things. But write it down more like a kid, right? I want this. I want that. I want this. And write that down. Because with a lot of teaching about being humble, not to take care of ourselves, what we like, what we want, is a lot of it is pushed to the side. So it's really good to know what you want, what you want to do, what you want to have, even where you want to go. Write the list down of what you want, but don't visualize the work that it takes to get there, because that can make it, well, tiresome. It can make it sad, arduous, seem like a long journey. I want you to imagine what you want, write those things down, and just visualize you having those things, visualizing what it is that you want, and not backing up by saying, well, you know, I got to do this or got to do that, right? So if you want to, say you weigh 150 pounds, you want to weigh 150 pounds, right? Just write down, I want to weigh 150 pounds, not I need to lose 50 pounds. That's work. We're adding work to ourselves to be able to visualize something. Then after you write down that list of what you want, I'll keep using the example, to then write down why it is you want those things, right? So if you write down, you know, I want to be 150 pounds, right? We're going to write down, I want to be 150 pounds so I can be healthier, so I can move better, so I can have more fun, have more energy, right? These are the things. Then we can help visualize what it is we want rather than the work to get there to get what we want, right? Now, don't get me wrong. We know there's work, right? You know you're going to have to put in the work. We get that. But it's not fun. It's not fun to imagine that work, right? We're going to do the work anyway. But as the mind, the way the brain works, when we begin to visualize what we want and start from there, the work will just naturally begin to fall into place because it's what we want, it's what we believe. And one thing you got to know, if we're going to be self-aware, is what you want. And be careful you're not writing down things you think you're supposed to want or things that you think you should want because someone else says it, right? What do you want? And think about that question and write it down. So many people, they throw off the basic work of actually just writing it down, doing those things, because reading it is seeing it, and then as we read it and we state that each morning, we can begin to believe it, okay? So write the things down. Literally, you're holding your phone right now. When this comes down, go make a note on your phone, pull it up, and see how fast you can write down what it is you want. And I'm not talking about what you want for other people, not what you want for your kids, not what you want for your wife, for your husband, what you want for you. What do you want? Because it's okay to take care of yourself. And taking care of yourself many times can also be taking care of other people. And that's okay. But I want to be able to remind you that it's okay to take care of you. And that's why I say it at the end of all my podcasts and all these live videos I do as well. I hope you're taking care of you. I hope you're living your cognitive rampage. Love you.